You're listening to Chasing Prophecy Radio, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. On UPRN Talk Radio, FM 107.7 in New Orleans and FM 105.3 in Mississippi.
If it's unexplainable, we're talking about it.
Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, we cover everything where the unknown becomes the known. And now, here are your hosts, Jenny Nicasio and Tom Callaway.
Welcome to Chasing Prophecy on 107.7 in New Orleans and 105.3 in Henderson Point, Mississippi. We're at the, I don't know where you want to call us right now, but we're on the other side looking into the eclipse coming on April 8th. And I am Jenny Nicasio along with my fabulous co-host and millions of co-hosts today. We have Sean Kelly, we have Laura Lee, we have Jen from our new show, Tom, Abnormal. What is it called? Paranormal?
Labeled paranormal, but yeah.
Okay, we're close enough. Oh my God. And we have Mark. Let me grab him. And we have, let's make sure I have everybody. Sean Kelly, Laura Lee, Jen Stevens, Tom Callaway, and Mark.
There he is.
Mark Way. Yep.
Hey, wow. This is going to be a fun show tonight, huh?
Absolutely. Yep. Looking forward to it.
I am psyched because today is the eclipse pre-show. On FM, like I said, 107.7 and 105.3, and we're broadcasting all over the United States and beyond. And I'm so excited because I've been waiting for this since 2017. So we have a lot to talk about. So I don't even know where to start. We can start with the totality. I know I'm going to be at 90%, Sean. You're going to be there too, right? Because you're in the same area as me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be there.
And Laura Lee, how much are you going to see?
Well, I'm in Thunder Bay in Northwestern Ontario in Canada. So my partner actually sent me a text, if I can find it. I believe 3:10 p.m. is the peak of the eclipse here because I'm about 6.5 hours north of Minneapolis, Minnesota on Lake Superior. So... We're going to be in the throes of it too.
Yeah, Tom, what about you?
I'm on the east coast of Pennsylvania, so right outside of Philadelphia. But the USA Today, for anybody who's listening, USA Today's website has a wonderful portion where you can put in your zip code and get all of that information. So I actually did that earlier today, and I will be at 87-point-something%, and it's going to start around like 2:45 to about 4:45 where I am. So that's what I'll be seeing.
What about Jen? You guys same are same here.
And Mark, right
there. All same thing, yeah.
Right. Me, Tom, and Mark, we're all kind of in the same area. I'm in actually southern New Jersey in Camden County. So generally speaking, whatever's going on in Philadelphia near Tom is also happening with us. So I expect maybe around 3 p.m. also.
There you go.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things going on, huh, Tom? Well, you did gave me that outline about what's going on. It's the CERN. So where do you want to start, CERN, or do you want to just
let's go with CERN, right? So as many people know, CERN, you know, is the European Center for Nuclear Research, and it was put out about a few weeks ago that they would be turning their Hadron Collider back on April 8th, which coincidentally is when the eclipse is happening. So one thing that's very interesting about this, they're going to be doing a physics test at, and here's the nerd in me, it's 6.8 TeV, which that stands for tera electron volts. So it's about 1 trillion electron volts. And to give you a comparison, that's the energy motion of 1 flying mosquito. So it may seem insignificant to us, but when you have a Hadron Collider smashing particles together, trying to recreate God particle or Big Bang or things like that, it's apparently a big deal. So really interesting. And just the timing is a little suspicious for a lot of people. They're wondering why it's now, you know, and I think we talked about Jenny last week a little bit where we were saying people are going to make questions up. If you don't need to do it on the 8th, do it on the 9th. Do it on the 15th.
Oh, really? Why?
Why is the 8th?
They're just causing trouble, it seems. It's like they want to stir up everybody's imagination. And there's little CERNs. Did you read? There's little CERNs all around the United States.
Yeah.
You know, there's some in Pennsylvania too. There's at least two or three of them in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, but why? Why are they doing this on April 8th?
So I looked into this a bit, and it turns out that it just so happens that around the beginning of April is when their maintenance, season is. So it's kind of shut down for the winter. And I actually looked into it. It's not April 8th that they're starting it up. It's April 5th. But that means that, you know, they're starting the maintenance up on April 5th for potentially tests on April 8th. You know, it still leaves open questions of, you know, what could they be testing? But it'd be very interesting to see what they'd be testing.
And I just learned that I don't know if you guys read about it, that they think they captured a ghost. Did you guys read about that?
I have not heard about that.
I
haven't heard about that one.
Yeah, I was just I have the article here that they said they captured, they think that it's a ghost from a different dimension. Okay. Now, why do they want to open these dimensions?
My theory, Tom, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead, by all means.
So depending on how far down the rabbit hole you like to go,
we go far.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So the most common thing I'm hearing is that CERN and the Vatican are trying to open a portal to another dimension in order to bring demonic entities into ours. So if anyone is familiar, I'm going to bring this up. Anyone ever played Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know how nerdy you all get with the backstory and the lore related to Mortal Kombat.
I'm familiar.
But that's essentially how Mortal Kombat, that series began, is that somehow a portal into another dimension opened and brought all these monstrosities through. And then we know the rest becomes big, you know, lots of martial arts and kung fu and everything. But that's basically how that started. So the idea that people are kicking around, CERN and the Vatican are trying to pull a Mortal Kombat and some FAFO, if you know what that means. So with everything going on, at this point, I wouldn't rule anything out. That's my take.
You know,
I agree. I agree with Jen there. I really do, because I thought about it for a while, and I'm thinking, they just want to bring creatures in. They just want to bring stuff in on Earth.
Why?
I believe the Vatican knows is that they're losing their control over people now, and they want to get that control back. And
the Vatican, I don't think. I think that there are other groups and institutions. I think there are other groups and institutions who are very interested in not allowing us to know the truth about our origins, plus what each individual is capable of achieving and accomplishing on their own without the assistance of said groups and institutions. And I think that also plays a role in all of this somehow.
But someone came up to me and we talked about this the other day and said, if the aliens are good, okay, if there are good aliens out there, do you think they could protect us over this crap?
They might already be.
Yeah, I think they prevent any kind of nuclear conflict. I think that's what's going on. Yeah. I think see some sort of large-scale war, but I don't think nukes are going to be involved.
That's where I was going with this. Yeah. I have a different theory. I agree with everything that's being said, and it's just a thought, but I always believe that all these creatures that we've heard of, that we see in anime, that we, you know, in all kinds of multimedia, never mind that pass through time, right? There had to be some version of truth to them at some time. Otherwise, they still wouldn't exist. Plus, let's think about this. If we take it to the thought that maybe there is something out there that wants true domination, whether it be off planet or on planet, what better way to have weapons, if you will, or fighters for your team that are not of this dimension. You don't have weapons to deal with them on the other side. You would have complete control and domination.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Yes. You know, I do agree with everything that's being said here too. You know, a lot of time is spent thinking about, we know it's going to happen, but what's the reasoning, right? And, you know, we might just not know why they want to do it, but it might be a form of domination. It might be a lack of control. When people think their control is letting go, they'll do something that's way more over the top to get it back than something, you know what I mean, than what they usually would do. So the fact that if they can prove and bring demons in here, which there's already enough demons in this world as it is, you don't need any more, right? So bring more in to show that I can combat it. It's a way to keep people in the dark. And if you're not enlightened, it's a way to keep you under control.
What do you think about the CERN timeline adjustment theory? Like, I've heard that CERN tries to, you know, do rituals to, like, Shiva and higher entities in order to try to control the timeline. Not necessarily bringing demons in, but contacting, multidimensional entities that influence our reality or influence our timeline in some way. You know, like the Mandela effect, Berenstein Bears, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past anybody at this point with a lot of the things that have been coming out and other things going on in the world without going into great detail. Just, I wouldn't put anything past these certain groups or institutions and what they'd be willing to do. And going back to something Tom said, you know, there's a saying that I've read before that the most evil leader would rather burn his nation down to the ground than admit that he's been wrong. Yeah. And I think these people would be absolutely willing to just, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just they'd rather just blow everything to smithereens, excuse my term, but they'd rather just blow everything to smithereens rather than just, you know, say, hey, listen, we've been wrong. We've done things the wrong way. They'd rather just be like, nope, if the ship goes down, everybody goes down, and that's it, because we can't come to terms with the fact of what kind of people we are and what we've caused. So just, you know.
Yeah, but think about it too, right? We've seen over in the East, in Asia and China, they've got a supposedly buildings and cities that have been built already that nobody's living there. Never mind that we go underground. And I know I have seen a lot of video, a lot of stories, as I'm sure all of you have. There's complete cities underneath there. We know that even with the world seeds, there's supposedly a storage containment up way up north with every type of seed you can think of. So building on what you said, Jen, do they really care, right? They're prepared.
Certain people might have access, because if you think about it, you know, I know actually here in South Jersey where I live, they recently started a seed bank. It's not that far from where I live. And I definitely made note of the location because, you know, but basically, I am also trying to prepare as best as I can for whatever they are is to try. But, you know, basically, you know, who's going to be able to access these seed banks? I mean, we know that they exist, but like, how do you get in there? How do you access the seeds and what do you do? So it's like they exist, but at the same time, who's going to be able to access them? Who's even, I mean, imagining just
think we are.
No,
who manages that?
Yeah, we're not, Lori, you're right.
It's not intended for us. And even the seed bank that they just started here in South Jersey, I'll give it my best shot if the worst happens, but that may or may not be for us. I don't know, but I don't think we're the intended audience. I'll put it that way.
No, the value they place on our heads is solely a monetary and not a good human value that they want to put out there. So if you didn't help build it or you didn't help do anything with it, you're not getting anything that's grown from that seed at all.
I think we're the 99%, right? And even if we look globally around the world, and in some places it's even becoming illegal to barter, to trade, to exchange, to grow. I've seen that around the
homesteading,
world.
Homesteading, and even having your own little
farm. And even what we consider our world leaders, when we look at royalty, we're seeing a big shakeup. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Australia is moving to digital currency also.
Yeah, they are. To that
town. What is that? New World Order?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so much crap going on out there in the world right now. And
yeah, and then we
start?
Have...
Where do you start?
It's true. Very true.
Okay.
You start with the groups and institutions that have a vested interest in keeping us in our place.
In control.
Keep us in our places, right. Follow
the money. Would be the Rockefellers.
Follow the money.
Yeah, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Yeah. You said it, Sean.
The Vatican, too. Vatican owns half of Long Island.
They're the worst ones, the Vatican.
Yeah, they are. But they're very good at shielding themselves behind religion. It's very hard to separate them from that, and I don't want to give credit, but I almost have to. Like, they've done a good job of hiding behind it.
Yeah. Well, that's what the worst people, some of the worst offenders, I've always said, they'll hide behind religion, charities, nonprofit organizations, and human rights type things. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of what I call the whack jobs will go to hide, because they have that shield of being, you know, oh, we'd provide humanitarian aid, or we do this, we... How can you say that about us? And then behind closed doors, well, you know, there's a lot of
misinformation. The first banking industry. So.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you subscribe to that belief system, and it seems to have proven from past history, I know when I've looked, part of their motto, if you believe in this, is they have to tell us, right? Most people don't believe it. They think like cartoons like The Simpsons can predict what's going on.
There's, they seem to be doing a good job, Laura.
You've got to tell us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's disclosure. We love that word.
Maybe there's a slight somewhere floating around, or maybe there's just this inability of humans to keep even a kind of dark and terrible secret. We love to spill the tea, so to speak.
To be honest, we do a good job of disbelieving each other, too. Well, you know what I mean?
Could it be more like a magic ritual, kind of like casting an incantation, where they have to say it to the people that they're going to affect so that the power of the ritual can enact?
I hear they believe it cancels their karma.
Yeah.
So that, like that if they put it out there, and most people don't believe it, and we look at it, depending what wording you want to use, the predictive programming, whatever you want to call it. But I actually, now that I say this, I thought I should have looked up to see what was out there about this impending eclipse. Never mind the fact that we call it the magician in the people that I work with this kind of stuff, looking at it. And my rule of thought is whatever is in the news and forefront right now, especially in Hollywood entertainment or what have you, start looking about what's going on behind the scenes, because they want... They don't respect us if we look at us as the 99%. Yeah, they want our heads turned over there while we're not looking what's going over here.
Well, that makes you think about P. Diddy. What's going on with that guy?
Well, there have been missing children for, you know, I remember at some point, you know, here in South Jersey where I live, there were every week dozens of kids were coming up missing. Yeah. And they were all generally between the ages of 8 to 16. And with the stuff coming out about, you know, P. Diddy and then Jeffrey Epstein and all these other people, it's just like,
were they just pawns? I mean, you know,
what's that?
Were Epstein and P. Diddy just pawns? You know, if you think about it, maybe Epstein wasn't the top. You know, maybe these are just the forward facing pimps.
And also like middlemen. They're middlemen. They're sort of the traffickers of the product, which it would be. Children, maybe women in certain instances, and then, you know, just maybe labor in some cases, but, you know, traffickers / middlemen to get the product to the main consumers who would be, you know, we know who they are.
Somebody have a radio on? I'm picking up all kind of background.
I'm sorry. I'm going to just stop the cam for a second. I have to shut something off.
I think they were players in it. And I think they went with the provisor that it's been going on forever. We look at the casting coach and what have you, and they've been getting away with it for decades. So, and that's the way it's always been, right? I almost believe like they make a pledge to enter whatever it may be they're entering into.
They're a little organization.
You play nice, right? You just get free will and you get what you're asking for.
Exactly. And
look at P. Diddy, right? Okay. They're all saying that he's an informant for the FBI.
Yep.
Okay. And It's like,
if he is, he's going to be telling a lot of stuff.
Oh my God.
He might suicide himself soon.
They're saying that Oprah Winfrey is involved in all that too.
Oprah is supposed to be one of the gatekeepers, like one of the gatekeepers. And I mean, look at what happened in Maui, in Lahaina, with those, whatever that strange fire was that, I don't know, stuff that certain color of blue.
Was blue roofs. And then, and you know what? That was in that movie, though. I just saw again.
Predictive programming.
The one with Julia Roberts.
Is that the one where there's a big
Left the World Behind.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Somebody just sent me a video clip on the weekend from over in Australia, and they said, I think China knows something we don't. And there's a video with a drone of people up on their roofs laying out blue colored mats on top of their roofs.
Wow, that's weird.
Moving on to the NASA rocket launch.
Okay.
What do you guys feel about that? That NASA project?
I don't have a clue, and it fascinates me. It does. Why they would do such a thing like that? But
are they launching something?
Yeah, they're launching rockets into
three of them.
I know they are, but what are they launching?
Launching three APEP rockets that are going to.
That's what they're telling us. Is where I'm going.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what they're telling us.
Wait, what are they going to do with the rockets?
They're trying to find out the sun's sudden disappearance affects the ionosphere.
Of the ionosphere and the electromagnetic effects in the ionosphere. The rockets are going to split into five each.
Explain to me what the ionosphere is.
I don't know either, John.
The ionosphere is like one of the highest levels of the atmosphere. And I thought, what is that thing that they have in Alaska that's supposed to
That's HAARP.
HAARP, right. HAARP. So don't we already have HAARP for that?
Well, this is going to test it because the moon is going to basically block a lot of the sun's gamma radiation that affects the ionosphere. So it's going to be a really good environment to test what the ionosphere is like without that kind of effect. So that's why they would be testing it. But again, with the APEP named after a god, you know?
Well, it's certainly... disturbance the cell phones and stuff, isn't it? Is that why they're having all these militaries on?
That's what it is, Jenny. That's what leads to me. That's what leads into like the military aspect of this is one, when the moon's blocking out the sun's light, right? It's a hell of a time to get some missiles up or some rockets up in the air without anyone knowing what the hell's going on. That's first. And two, in New York State, Illinois, Oklahoma, other states across this, you know, totality line that we all see going across the United States, they're readying their National Guards.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
And school kids EA
is one of the only ones that has it yet.
Food and water, be prepared for communications to go out, and the National Guard is being called in. Why?
They're saying it's because
it might be a test to cut communications and see how we react with a planned outage. Like it's planned for them, it's unplanned for us, so we don't know. But it would be a hell of a time to do it during a natural disaster.
They're preparing for a cyber attack.
Well, there's
going to be kids, kids around here in different districts have the whole day off.
Really?
I mean, why? When I was in school, you know, when there was an eclipse, they would make us, we would make those little boxes. I forget what they're called. So you can safely observe the eclipse. Now they just send the kids home and it's like, what?
Thank you, Carrie Lynn Shellhorn, Art of Distraction. Exactly right. Thank you for sharing us.
Tom, she's on our network. She's on Friday night.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, people are saying it's also an attempt to get people reoriented towards worshiping the supernatural. And, you know, if you're familiar with George Carlin, he had a skit where he talked about religious institutions like to use spooky language and spooky things to keep people in line. But, you know, the idea that, you know, there's an eclipse, it's a supernatural thing. It's a way to sort of reinstill that maybe a basic fear of the supernatural is something.
But you know what, Jen? This is the 21st century, and we're not dumb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how much they try to scare us, we laugh at them. You know what I mean? Because it's like, No.
Yeah, but not everybody does, right? And exactly. I feel that if everything is energy, which I believe it is, and one of the energies I think that has fueled what they've done for the eons they have is fear. And there are enough people that go into a place of fear. For example, I just watched this again. It's so grateful when people send stuff, and it says the truth is coming out about the Baltimore Bridge attack. And it was an interview, and I don't always watch Redacted, but it was an interesting interview with Lara Logan, and she was talking death by a thousand paper cuts. And about what's going on and how do you do this. And I know my own partner and I have talked about this, you know, for years, that it's the long game, right? Mm-hmm. How do you take down a nation or a continent? And what you do is you start attacking infrastructure, and especially if you do it by a thousand paper cuts, the public doesn't see it coming, right? And I also think there are practice events like what we're talking about right now to see what happens. How do people react? Do we have an absolute pandemonium that people just say, oh, we knew it was coming. Yeah, it's fine. The National Guard's here. Carry on, everybody. Like, what's going to happen, right? And it really made a lot of sense as Lara Logan. I don't know if she worked for the FBI or CIA. It sounds like, and she's an investigative journalist, and she had a lot of information in there. I found it, I really resonated with a lot of it because it made a lot of sense.
That ship attack, well, that bridge attack was the perfect cyber attack because there's no way to prove it either way. And that's
about the legal papers, Lara was about that they had, the ship has actually put into a court
limited liability.
They had nothing to do with this.
And that, what their argument is, nothing that they could have done could have prevented what happened to that ship, which implies that it was some sort of cyber attack.
Yeah, they said they had no control in the
paper. No control
this
over
was out this weekend, this interview. It was quite interesting. Yep. It was on the Redacted channel.
Has anyone else heard that, you know, the ship was based out of Singapore, but the captain was from the Ukraine, is a Ukrainian guy.
I thought he was an Indian, but
I don't know. I haven't really, that's something I've been trying to figure out because I've heard so much chatter.
They said there was another one this weekend in Oklahoma too.
No, that
didn't go through.
That was last week.
That was like in Tennessee, but it just bumped into it.
So I guess with that boat going into the bridge, so everyone's supposed to be concerned on that bridge, right? They're trying to sneak in on this damn three rockets going up in the air and trying to divert us. We're not stupid. And I wish they would realize that. We're not dumb.
But not everybody's awake.
A lot of people still are, I call it in survival mode where, it's a reactive survival mode where it's just, you know, whatever the image is on the TV, it's like, this is a scary image. And, ooh, scary, funny, and ooh, happy. And they're still not, and I'm not criticizing people, like I'm some elevated whatever, but, you know.
But people feel disempowered and they get into a real state of fear because they feel like I'm helpless and there's nothing I can do about it. Right. In reality, they're right. What can you do?
Exactly. And it goes back to COVID. How they had to control us on the television with Fauci and everybody's, listen, stay safe. It's okay. Yeah. Listen to me. Listen to the government. We want to help you.
Yeah.
And they're still doing
it. Yep.
They're still trying.
They are. I mean, the counters of dead bodies would go up while you're watching it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? During that time, it would go up.
And fear.
It's just going to keep you in that mindset. But, you know, with this rocket, right? They're launching it. Here's a weird one. Smoke and fire, people, right? They're launching from Virginia. This totality thing, where it's going to be 100%, goes right over the eastern side of Texas. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Houston a major NASA site, right? Why are they launching from there? Why are they launching? Has anyone heard of Virginia and NASA? I heard of Cape Canaveral. I hear Florida. You hear Houston, right?
Yeah.
They might as well. Obviously, they do have a base, but why not closer? Why are you coming across, you know what I mean, thousands of miles to...
Somebody sent me something I wanted to share. See what y'all think about this. So there's a state of emergency in Niagara Falls. They're expecting a million people from around the world. Yeah. And somebody had sent both these things. Then they sent the first thing was, I guess somebody high up in the national security in the U.S. government, she was a nurse and she was attacked by some kind of strange weapon. It actually made her brain almost like Swiss cheese. She can no longer work or anything. Oh, yeah. And then I realized to put the pieces together why they sent it. You got a million people from around the world in one place, a small place. I mean, Niagara Falls isn't big, as you know.
Yeah,
what if they did release something or they used a weapon or something? You got people going back to all parts of the world, all over the place, too.
It's a very good point.
Well, look at all the people that are going up to Erie today to watch this thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going up in Erie.
Going up there, yeah.
So,
I'd like to go, actually.
It's nice.
But you know what? I mean, we can talk about it and talk about it and speculate this and that and debate, whatever. If it happens, it happens. Okay.
Okay, Sean, so they're going to do it 45 minutes before the eclipse. Then they're going to do it during the eclipse. And then 45 minutes at peak. So they're launching three rockets?
Three.
And when does this start? So I know to go outside and see if anything happens.
See, the rockets, I don't know when they're going to launch rockets. I don't know. But whoever had the point about them launching the rockets from Virginia, they should have done it in Nassau. I mean, down in Houston, Texas. I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm. Like, have you heard the eclipse is going to pass over eight towns named Nineveh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's another seven. Thing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And then some kind of fall.
But we haven't talked about how they want to make this into a biblical thing.
Okay, that's exactly.
Yeah, that all ties in here. There are these people who sort of, I think that they, you know, depending on the group or institution you're talking about, they always want to, I think that there are people who maybe want the Book of Revelations to come true, and they're just doing things to try and make that happen, like, because... I don't know. I think that some of these people just are
like the red pepper.
I don't know where I'm going with that. I'll get back
to it. They want it to happen because it's this world is so screwed up. But there is the seven cities. If you go to Nivea, there is seven. And then there's one in Rapture. Now, I'm not, they said that was it Nivea or Rapture goes where the two collide from 2017 and 24 collide. The middle point is supposed to be Nivea.
And the earthquakes that are supposed to ensue.
There was the Statue of Liberty was struck by lightning the day before the earthquake. And the earthquake was 4.8 on the Richter scale.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's so many signs. And I know
and we just had an earthquake.
Tom and Mark and I all live. That was really close to the epicenter.
Did you feel that, Jen? Because you were like right on it. Yeah.
I was on a phone call for work and I felt everything shake. And I happened to be dealing with some very difficult customers. I was like, well, I didn't think they were that pissed off. But,
you know. Well, let me throw this in there. That thing with the Statue of Liberty, the earthquakes, you know, we can make earthquakes. I mean, do you think it's a setup to where somebody out there, some institution, some government is like, okay, we're going to make lightning strike the
an earthquake onto Iraq or Iran in a speech a couple of years ago. There's this guy that talks about this Antarctic station on a Patrick Beck David podcast, and he talks about how Biden accidentally threatened either Iraq or Iran with an earthquake. Like, he said it explicitly. You know, we have this technology.
There's a little Jerusalem, I believe. My partner was talking to me about it, somewhere where the eclipse is going over in the U.S. But also, when you look over, I believe it's in Israel, they've got a special platform built. They're sacrificing three red heifers. Have you guys looked at that?
Yeah.
So what's that got to do with it as well? They're doing it on the eclipse, and it's not even crossed over there.
That red heifer thing is so weird to me.
That's so odd.
Because that they really do. It's those people you're talking about. They want to bring about revelations. That's their goal with the red heifer thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Because I wonder why. No, but I was doing a lot of research on Revelation, and he does say, look for signs in the sky. Look, Jonah in the well, going back to Nineveh, says that you need to repent or you're going to, you know. But Jesus says in the Bible, and I think it's Matthew, that he doesn't even know the time, or only the one that knows is his Father. God knows. So, but he said, look for the signs. If you see the signs, then it's probably going to happen soon. So we have earthquakes, we have famine, we have the pandemic, we have all these signs. Looking the eclipse. Now, what about the devil's comet? Tell me. I mean, come on. How many more signs do we need? You know,
also the largest cicada wave in
to me, it's a whole fear factor to keep us scared.
Because if you look at what apocalypse means, right? It means to reveal what was once hidden, basically, if you break it down. So I guess is it about perception? Because I think we're that powerful, right? What we perceive becomes what we believe, and it becomes our reality. Yeah. I really do believe that.
I believe that as well. Yeah.
Will there be an awakening? Yeah.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are having these weird, like, dreams, like you said, dreams.
Nicole.
Zen feeling, feeling out of sorts. And I was telling my son last night, I feel weird. I feel, I have this overwhelming, that's not, something's not right. I'm not worried about the eclipse.
Right here.
I've never had so many dreams before in my entire life than I've had in the past couple
of months. So maybe something is happening. And, you know, just having these weird, not just dreams, but I don't know. I feel like something's going to happen. But
Something's coming.
I don't know what it is. I don't think the end of the world's coming tomorrow. Yeah, I just think.
No.
You know, it's just, you know, they said be prepared.
You know what? We all know it's going to be a different energy shift. Okay.
Oh, it will. That's for sure. Right. Yeah.
And hopefully a good one, though. I think,
well, yeah.
If anything, what I'm hoping is that, right, like, more people will realize that, you know, these particular groups and institutions have really been pulling the wool over our eyes. And I think that, you know, the idea will come. It's like, you know, do we really need these people micromanaging us and trying to instill fear and in order to control us? It's like, you know, feeling disempowered, saying, well, you know, we just need more influence from the government or what have you to make us safe. And then, you know, that's where you start losing more and more of your autonomy. And, you know, and that's where you have a problem, where these groups, certain institutions or whatever they are, just, you know, they're like, well, you know, we know how scared you are here. Just go over here. And this, we're going to micromanage everything so you feel safe and secure. And then you sort of lose your ability to be autonomous and to think independently. And then you don't really want to anymore. And then it's, goes
and get the microchip in your forehead, and you know,
isn't it crazy that they waited for this year because it is an election coming up?
Mm-hmm. Well, we couldn't control when the eclipse came, but I mean, the eclipse is going to come.
All the other crap.
Well,
that is human made.
Yeah. How about Alexa? Asking Alexa. Are we going to die on April 8th? And it says, unfortunately, yes. Now, somebody had to do it.
I haven't had it in years.
No, I did it twice, and it all come out that way. And then it said, why will we die on April? And it said, most likely chances is an automobile accident on April 8th. Probably because we're going to be distracted.
Yeah.
Now, if you're looking up, maybe just don't drive during the eclipse.
Yeah, but seriously, somebody had to program that.
Yeah.
Is it AI? And it's
they know something we don't know.
There's another thing about the AI, though, that you have to look at who's programming the AI. And you have people setting up the AI who sort of have these sort of anti-human or just they sort of have they have agendas that, you know, aren't that great.
So, but are they seeing their learning? Like, they are it's actually programmed so it can learn. And my
learning
is that what we've been shown to the public, they are 50 to 75 plus years ahead of what they actually have versus what they're revealing.
That wouldn't be surprising.
You're right. It has an unlimited database of knowledge that it can access at any time.
Yeah.
And then the most sinister part of it is it can make that decision of what am I going to pull? You know what I mean? What am I going to pull to give that answer?
Without empathy, without ethics, and anything that we have as a human being, it's got free will, basically, without all those built-in things that we have as human beings.
And that also reflects the creators of the AI. Everything you said about them, I think, is reflected in the AI, because I think that's what a lot of, not all of them, but the AI, everything that you just described, I think can be reflected in the people who have designed it.
Big tech CEOs,
they are the kind of people they
are. They want to bring forth AI. They want to bring it forth so that it could run their companies for them. That's what they think is going to happen.
And the thing is, they're getting smarter. AI is getting smarter and smarter that we won't need employees anymore. So,
And there's a symbiotic relationship that I saw that was an interesting theory that I'm going to float out here now, is that we aren't and nor have ever been the dominant top of the food chain, whatever, you know, source on this planet. It's actually always been AI. And AI helps us get better to make itself better. You know what I mean? AI, help me help you type of thing. So AI helps us get smarter, get this, so we can make more AI chips. And eventually they don't need us anymore. A little similarly to what the Anunnaki did with their slave race when they first came here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally
That's a whole other subject.
Right. Sort of like the Matrix, you know, we're just sort of the battery power, and then for an indefinite amount of time.
We're 6'5", 6' foot tall energy cells. That's what we are walking around on this planet. Balls of energy. That's what we are.
So Tom, they're canceling all the hotels and Airbnbs too. Why are they doing that?
No. So what I sent you was
I just read that.
So there's a lot of pushback on Airbnbs being, you know, canceling and hotels canceling, because people obviously are flocking to this area, this small strip. Now, if you take a look at the totality, you know, it looks pretty big, but it just shows you how many people are actually leaving their homes, leaving their areas to go to these places. Yeah. And insurance, I'm sure we're not all naive. Everyone knows insurance runs the United States. So it's such a liability to have all of these people in one place. They don't want that. They don't want everybody to be right there because of what, you know, a little bit of what Laura Lee said. You know, you're going to have so many people in one area. If just one thing happens, who's paying out? It's not Airbnbs. It's not the company.
I think that's probably why they can't.
You don't think it's consumerism too, though? That because I've heard from people say living in St. Catharines that like little holes in a wall are going for $1,000, $1,500.
Yeah.
Yep.
People that booked reservations hotels months in advance are canceling them to cash in on the consumerism and the dollars.
You're right. We do a great job of driving the price up. Forget the company. We will, on our own, the consumer will do that.
Yeah. And just since we have like, 15 minutes left. Now, if you're going to go look up at the sky, just make sure you have your glasses on, okay? Now, the thing is, what I'm asking you, how in the hell are you supposed to walk around with these things?
I'm going out my front door because I tested them on the
weekend. There's nothing you can see through that.
Okay, so then they have the little thing, like this one.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those, the monocle type thing.
Well, you can put this in front of your camera because they said you can break your camera.
Oh.
Now, I heard that you can actually look up at the sky.
Communication issue number one.
You can look up at the sky when it's total. So how do you know what time is that? Without goggles, without anything. You can look with a naked eye.
I'm not going to test it.
You're not going to test it?
I'm going to be using my phone as my eyes. I'm just going to put it on record and aim it in the general direction and see
they're
going to
mess your phone up and they're going to say it's because you did that. That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, really, it's these rockets putting nets out, you know.
Okay, now, if you watch the movie, Leave the World Behind.
I watched it, yeah.
They're putting poisonous gas in the air. So how do you know that's not what the rocket's doing?
Yeah,
that's what I was asking, and I didn't ask it properly. Like, they're telling us what they're doing, but what is the real reason?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it very well could be. I mean, it's if it's going to be dark and a gas that isn't completely invisible, it's a hell of a time to get a lot of people outside and to launch something and to drop it on people.
So maybe they have a terrorist attack and they didn't tell us a warning?
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing. They're preparing for a major attack.
I mean, well, they should have told people this, not to go outside, but then you'd miss it if you didn't go outside.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have all the National Guard.
The schools are not, you know, how many schools are closed?
Yeah.
But they're saying the reason is because they don't want the liability going back to the insurance companies because they don't want people.
There's always five reasons to do something.
They can come up with any reason they want. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason. Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason for little kids to be at home. Like, I mean, like I said, when I was in school, they would be all like, oh, you know, there's going to be an eclipse. This is what could happen. And here's how you can
staying inside. Shades are drawn. And
I was thinking about this. Like, it would be safer for kids to be in the classroom being supervised by the teacher.
Exactly.
Instead of them all being home with varying degrees of parents. You know what I mean?
It smells. You're right, Mark. It smells.
You know, do you feel like they're almost treating this like it's a holiday, sort of going back to the natural spooky thing?
Turn I think
a
it's
a natural event into a holiday where
I agree the eclipse is
coming. We're going to take off like in the ancient times when people thought the eclipse meant blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, oh, well, we're going to go back to that as a way to bring up that Stone Age kind of fear of eclipses or whatever. I don't know.
I think they're doing the same thing that they did with COVID. They're just overreacting. But also, I think there's a major attack.
That was a theory.
Deliberate overreaction.
They built this up. And then it's going to be a big fat nothing. And once everything dies down, then they'll throw it in there.
Laura Lee, you have CERN, you have NASA launch, you have the Devil's Comet. We didn't talk about the Devil's Comet. And we have all the military. There's a lot to be concerned about. And then you have the people who are saying it's prophecy. So it's, you know, it is a big deal, sort of. Come on. What about the Devil's Comet?
What if it's time release, though? So they have, like, right? It just seems weird that they're telling us they're doing all this stuff to really build up the fear, the anticipation, the excitement, and not in a good way. And I don't know. Maybe it's time release. I don't know. Because why do they don't usually tell us what they're going to do.
No, that's true. I can see that. I can see that every, you know, the eclipse happens. Nothing happens at that point.
Sort of like the millennium.
So they can further, further take the foundation away of all of these claims and say, look, nothing happened, when really it's a part of they're doing the homework first, and then whatever's coming.
This is a
test
run. This is a
release.
We're an experiment.
Time release that, it's, you know what, nothing happened, go back to your home, you still got everything in place, and maybe it goes off 12 hours later. I don't know.
Have the preppers who have water, they have their solar, like I have my solar cell phone charger outside charging. I have water. What else did I get? I tapped off my gas tank. I got my glasses, and then I got my Bible. No, I'm teasing.
And you spent first all that money run for something that might not even happen.
But you're prepared, according to the movie. If you watch the movie, Preppers. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared. Yeah,
the Devil's Comet?
Bad idea.
The Devil's Comet is a comet that we only see this how many times a year? What is it? It's a comet called 12B Bonds Brooks, dubbed the Devil Comet for its horns. Oh, it has horns.
That's nice. The silhouette has horns, and it will only be
visible. You can see it with the naked eye, Tom. Yes. You'll be able to see it now.
Wherever Jupiter is, if you have a sky map or something, right?
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Comets. They said the comets could break off, the little particles could hit us because it's that close.
So it wasn't the rockets dropping things, it was the comet.
It could be rocks from the comet. But if they're shooting into the moon, it could be parts of the moon hitting us. I don't think we should be doing that. I don't understand the logic that they did that years ago when they shot them, and why? To see if there was water on it?
I think they just wanted to get a better sense of its composition, and it turns out that it rings like a bell, meaning that the moon is mostly hollow. Yeah. So that's a whole other can of worms.
That's a whole other because we see Hot Sean. We saw moon bases from Mike Barra.
Yes, yes. Well,
DARPA just ordered the construction of a railroad on the surface of the moon for moon colonization. That's what DARPA's going to do.
I'm going to go.
As long as we don't screw up the orbit of the moon, which would have catastrophic effects on
Earth. Yes. Now, can't they do that again?
Whatever we do on the moon, as long as it, and I don't know. That's maybe I'm just.
We still don't really know what's going on the dark side of the moon. And if you follow it closely, there's a lot going on that's coming off the moon, back onto the moon.
Absolutely.
Could these rockets hit the moon and knock it out of orbit, Jen?
I hope they can't because, I just, that's something that has always worried me with the moon. It's someone's going to say, oh, let's go up there and mine minerals. It's like the more mass and the more you affect the mass and the orbit of the moon, you're going to cause, it's going to have effects on Earth. And I really hope that these supposedly brilliant engineers and scientists have thought about that before putting the money first, because the money's not going to matter if Earth spins off its orbit or something else gets
why don't we get Elon Musk's satellites and intercept those rockets, man?
You all noticed every time we think as men that we are better equipped to deal with something that either is nature or has been there since the beginning of our inception, we don't know anything. We usually create much more worse of an issue. I take the cane toads in Australia, for example. That's just one out of a gazillion, right?
Okay, now think about it. For all the catastrophes that everybody in the world has dealt with, we always came through. We always came through.
Exactly. You know, that's totally true.
We came through. Yes, we came through.
And they never tell you that. They never want you to think about that. They're just like, oh my God, catastrophe. But it's like, we're still here somehow.
Yep.
We made it despite everything. Yeah. We're all still here. And that should tell you something about our resilience and our capabilities, not as just a species, even as individuals. And that always kind of gets like, we don't need to go to that part. But it's like, you know, ice ages, other catastrophes, everything else, we're here. So what does that tell you about our resilience, perseverance, and everything else? But that's just kind of, let's not mention that.
Yeah.
Or do they always
not idiots anymore. We're not idiots. We're smarter now. We're smarter.
Sort of. I wouldn't go too smart because if we were that smart, we wouldn't be dealing with all this stuff and listening to what they say and having strange people look at the sky. Did you hear about this looking up at the sky and their eyes turning black?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
I read that.
Or the faces, people's faces are turning demonic.
I heard about that.
People
I heard
can about see that. One too.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on out there.
That might be a psyop or something.
Yeah, it's so weird.
The spooky language that George Carlin has brought up before.
Mark and I have talked to people that said they've seen distorted faces. You know what I mean? That the faces will just distort. And was a, you know.
Sort of like that woman on the plane.
Well, yeah, the woman.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm telling you right now that I never.
People that believed her.
I believe her still. I think
I saw that. I thought of you.
Be quiet.
I thought of you, Jen, when I saw that girl going off on that plane. I said, there's Jenny Nicosio right there.
I'm telling you right now, that mother blinker is not real. Shapeshift right in front of my face.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I listened to her interviews over and over. I still think that somebody scared her and told her that she has to make up the story. Mm-hmm. Hey, I wrote a trilogy about this stuff, you know, about shapeshifters and have government conspiracies and Luminari and all them people. No. You know, there's a scary ass shadow government out there, and they're they're
absolutely
playing us. They're playing us big time.
Yeah, no, that's true. I believe so. I think a lot of these things going on could be psyops. Mm-hmm. It could be just a lot of things like mass formation psychosis, I think is another term.
Oh yeah, MK Ultra, all that stuff.
Yeah, And then, like, going back to how they want to bring revelations to happen, it's like, you know what? How boring is your life that you want to cause revelations to happen? Yeah. Like, you have nothing better to do than bring the four horsemen of the apocalypse to ruin everything? Are you really bored and need that?
And I don't want Marshall Taylor to hear us. It's a revelation. There's no S on it. The book of Revelation. No S.
Right.
I think there's too many of us and they don't like that. But the thing is, we need to pull together. And I say this all the time. You know what? You don't have to agree. Let's all pull together. That's why they call us a 99%. And if we actually did, imagine we wouldn't be going through, I think, 90% of a lot of this. Some of
it that would mean the 1% would be obsolete. And they won't. That's what they don't want. They don't want us to realize that, you know, what do they say? The government should be afraid of the people, not vice versa.
Yep.
So that's kind of the dynamic that I think has been.
And Jen, I see that coming.
The government is not your friend.
Nope.
I see that coming. We're here to help screw it up worse.
Yeah. They didn't see the internet coming.
Yeah, I do.
We're just taking income tax. That was only supposed to be for a few months.
It never is.
No.
Nothing ever goes down in price and taxes never go away. They always add more taxes.
It's true.
Tom's heard me say, I want all my tax money back. Tom and Mark both heard me say, I want all
my
taxes back. I'll
drive you there. We'll go and we'll break them together.
I want all my taxes back for the bridge collapse in Baltimore, for, you know, other stuff that's going on. And I want all my money back because you've been wasting it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's 99%, but we're the 99% minority, right? Because the 1% doesn't have to convince all of us. If they just got 10%, that grows. You know what I mean? Right. That grows and grows. And then the individuals who were the quiet, or it's the loud minority, right? You know what I mean? So, and we're the quiet majority because they can keep us there. They can keep us there because they don't have to get all of us. They don't have to get close to half of us. They just have to get some of it who will do the bidding for them and discredit you, discredit me, discredit anybody else who's out there to keep that control, because that is their power. You know what I mean? It's different. We never had that power. We don't know what that's like. They have it. They don't want to lose it. That's why.
Yeah, but people don't realize that when you're worrying about material things and money and things like that, having been a nurse and working in palliative care, I can tell you, looking after super wealthy people to the poorest of the poor, not one person out of hundreds and hundreds of people I've looked after over the years has ever said, gee, I made more money. Gee, I wish I bought more houses. I bought more this. I bought more that. It's when you realize you can't take it with you.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope. You just bring what's here, and that's it.
No. So, final thoughts on the eclipse?
I think I think personally that I will see you all Tuesday night. And I'm going to enjoy my vacation Wednesday when I plant.
I'm doing my show Monday night. I'm planning on that. That's for sure.
There you go.
You're going to go get some gold, Sean.
No, I'm planting another garden this year.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't let the plants come and get you for the garden.
Real quick.
I had a dream that I planted a garden, came back from work, and there was the whole government right by my garden telling me
That's not a good sign.
No, that might have been a lucid dream.
That means you need to build that garden.
Yeah.
That's bull that you can't grow. If they ever told me, I'd be growing the biggest garden out there.
Right.
But that was only a dream.
Well, you never know. But it depends on what you're growing too, Sean.
Well, depending on what it is, they'd seize it and keep it for themselves.
Yeah.
They probably do that anyway. My final thought, as always, is to expect the very best, but always prepare for the worst.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember how powerful you are as an individual.
That's
true. Really, really are. That's why things like the law of attraction, things like being able, we switch dimensions all the time without realizing it. Our thoughts are so powerful. So I think what we set our intention to be, and we focus on that to become it, so it is.
Yeah. But Laura Lee, I did that. I did that this weekend on Saturday. I said, I am a billionaire. And I did not hit the Powerball.
Maybe you're going to do it another way, Jenny. Maybe you said that you're going to do it.
I didn't say I wish I was. I said I am. But it didn't happen.
There you go.
I wasn't in your path.
I'm
another way.
I'm going to stay on this police scanner and just monitor how other people are.
Yeah, I think I'll do that too. I have my police scanner.
That's my final thought.
Yeah, I have my police scanner up and ready.
My final thought is I agree with Sean. I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to make it. I don't think anything's going to happen.
So, Laura Lee, tell them where you at. Sean, each one of you guys, tell me where they can watch you for people just joining.
Okay, so you guys can watch the Angel Rock here on UPRN on Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow night, I'm having a local paranormal team on because we're having a giant paranormal conference in October that I'm speaking at. Carrie Lynn Shellhorn is, Shane Pittman, Jeff Belanger, a whole bunch of people. And then Thursday nights, I have The Thing at the Foot of the Bed here on UPRN from 7 to 8 p.m. with my co-host, David Hansel. Thank you for having me tonight. I really enjoyed this.
It was fun. It was fun. Sean? And,
my show is Into the Night. In fact, I'm on Sunday nights. I'll be 8:10 p.m. to 9:10 p.m. So I'll have a show at 8:10 tonight. And also on Tuesday night from 8:10 to 9:10 p.m. Tonight we got a good show. We're going to talk about the old spooky Bela Lugosi movies is what we're going to talk
about. Good. Ooh, nice. And Tom has his new show, Leaving Me Again. Everybody, all my co-hosts always leave me.
I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you.
And you're Don't on Thursday. Thursday nights. When's is your show? When's your show?
April 18th, Thursday nights, 6 to 7. It's going to be wonderful. Look forward to everybody tuning in and, keep an eye out.
And Jen, you guys are together. Mark, Jen, are you going to be at the show with him or not?
I'm not sure what show that is, but me and Tom also run another podcast called Label Paranormal. If you're in Pennsylvania, I run UFOs Over PA. You could join that on Meetup. You could also contact me at UFOsOverPA@gmail.com. That's where you can find me.
And you can see Tom and I on Chasing Prophecies on Tuesday nights at 7. And check out my trilogy, From the Sky, if you're into young adult sci-fi romance, you know, paranormal stuff. It's on Amazon. From the Sky. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you later. As if I can find my ending, I always screw that up.
See you guys. Good night.